Imagine launching a product that nobody wants. This happens more often than you'd think. In 2014, Alexander Osterwalder and his team introduced a deceptively simple yet revolutionary framework that transformed how businesses approach innovation. At its heart lies a profound shift. Stop building products you think customers might want and start creating value they genuinely crave. This approach has been embraced by companies like Google, Microsoft, and Nestle, not because it's theoretical, but because it works. The value proposition design methodology provides a visual, practical system for connecting what you offer with what customers truly need. It's like having an innovation coach by your side, guiding you through the messy process of creating something people will pay for. What makes this approach so powerful? It transforms the abstract concept of value into something tangible that you can design, test, and refine systematically. The value proposition canvas maps customer needs against your offerings through two territories, the customer profile and the value map. The customer profile includes jobs, customer objectives, pains, frustrations, and gains, desired benefits. A business traveler's job isn't simply book a hotel, but encompasses maintain productivity while away, stay connected with family, and project professional competence. Their pains might include wasting time on booking sites or fear of missing meetings, while gains could include automated expense reporting or personalized local experiences. Creating value requires understanding customers beyond demographics to what drives their decisions. The jobs to be done framework focuses on what people aim to accomplish rather than who they are. Context significantly influences needs. A movie theater patron on a date has different requirements than when with children. This explains why theaters compete with restaurants, streaming services, or any experience fulfilling the same underlying job. To understand customers, use six approaches. The data detective analyzes customer data. The anthropologist observes customers naturally. The journalist conducts interviews. The impersonator uses products as customers would. The co-creator develops solutions with customers. And the scientist tests hypotheses through experiments. When investigating needs, make them specific and repeatedly ask why to uncover deeper motivations. Innovation happens through rapid cycles of creating, testing, and refining tangible representations of ideas, not in a vacuum or on a whiteboard. Value proposition design embraces a fail-fast, learn-fast mentality, where failure is cheap and educational. Napkin sketches help teams rapidly evaluate ideas without getting bogged down in details. Adlibs provide structured templates that clarify value. Our products and services helps customer segment who want to, jobs to be done, by reducing, avoiding, and increasing, enabling. This approach democratizes innovation using just sticky notes, markers, and a willingness to make ideas visible. Limit prototyping to 5 to 15 minutes using a visible timer to prevent perfectionism. The process continues with systematic testing, moving from opinion-based decisions to evidence-based learning. Extract testable hypotheses from your value proposition canvas, prioritize potential business killers, design experiments, run tests, capture learnings, and iterate. What customers do provides stronger evidence than what they say. Different experiments serve different purposes. Ad tracking is quick but offers limited insights, while mock sales require more investment but generate stronger evidence. Match the experiment to your hypothesis and development stage, following a build-measure-learn cycle that produces insights to validate assumptions or signal when to pivot. Innovation thrives through rapid cycles of creating, testing, and refining tangible representations of ideas. Value proposition design embraces a fail-fast, learn-fast mentality, making failure cheap and educational. Napkin sketches, quick visualizations of core concepts, help teams rapidly evaluate ideas. Adlibs provide templates for articulating value propositions. Our products and services helps customer segment who want to, jobs to be done by reducing slash avoiding and increasing slash enabling, forcing clarity about how your offering creates value. This process democratizes innovation, requiring only sticky notes, markers, and a willingness to make ideas visible. Limiting prototyping time to 15-15 minutes focuses efforts on core concepts rather than details. The value proposition canvas helps sketch multiple alternatives. As the authors note, don't fall in love with early ideas, as they will transform radically during the design and testing process. The key is generating multiple possibilities, making them tangible enough to discuss, and testing them with customers. Value proposition design relies on systematic testing rather than opinions. Start by extracting testable hypotheses from your value proposition canvas, prioritizing potential business killers, designing experiments, and capturing learnings. Evidence quality varies significantly. Actions speak louder than words, and natural customer behavior is more reliable than prompted responses. Design experiments with specific calls to action, CTAs, concrete steps showing genuine interest, ranging from minimal investment, clicking a button, to substantial commitment, making a pre-purchase. Different experiment types serve different purposes. Ad tracking is quick and inexpensive but offers limited insights, while mock sales require more investment but provide stronger evidence of customer interest. Match your experiment to your specific hypothesis and development stage. This approach follows a build, measure, learn cycle. Each iteration produces insights that either validate assumptions or signal a need to pivot. Faster cycles mean more knowledge and quicker risk reduction. Multiple experiments and critical analysis help avoid false positives and negatives. Value proposition design transforms innovation from a high-risk gamble to a systematic discovery process by focusing on purpose rather than products. It shifts from build it and they will come to understand what matters and design for that. This approach democratizes innovation with practical tools that make value tangible through customer jobs, pains, and gains. It replaces opinions with evidence through structured experiments, recognizing that great value propositions evolve through iterative cycles. Companies like Spotify, Netflix, and Amazon demonstrate this principle. Their offerings evolve dramatically through iterations based on customer feedback. Amazon grew from online bookstore to global marketplace to cloud computing leader through continuous value proposition innovation. In today's rapidly changing world, sustainable competitive advantage is increasingly rare. Enterprises must develop transient advantages by rapidly addressing new opportunities. Value proposition design provides a systematic approach to this continuous evolution. Before starting with a product idea, ask, what jobs are people trying to get done? What pains are they experiencing? What gains are they seeking? Your customers and your business will thank you.